The ouster of Liz Cheney, I think, simply put a period and an exclamation point on the end of an era in the Republican Party that had already expired quite a long time ago, as a matter of fact. I would argue that Donald Trump's, scythe-like mowing down of all of the other contenders for the Republican presidential nomination in 2016 was pretty solid evidence of the fact that even by 2016, the Republican Party was no longer the party that you and Linda and others were attracted to. And that raises some very important historical questions. When did the people who joined the party for that reason lose touch with the rest of the party? When did they stop understanding the drift of the party? The idea of big pervasive lies is not particularly new in the Republican Party. Remember birtherism, which gained a remarkable purchase among the Republican rank and file. People believe what they want to believe.
Well, hang on one second. I'm sorry. I just have to push back a little bit there because yes, birtherism was horrible and it was racist. But there was a widespread belief among Democrats that Bush lied us into war, which is also not true. So,
well, but look, we can have a long discussion about that, Mona, and I'm not going to argue that point right now. But it is the case that the Republican rank and file had begun to be susceptible to believing a lot of things that weren't true. And Donald Trump didn't invent that strategy. He continued it. And my own analysis, for what it's worth, is that the Republican Party turned into a majority party in part because it was able to attract white working class voters whose disaffection with Democrats had begun as early as 1968.